Yeah. Fuck Jay-Z. So, let me get this straight. Last year, or 2017, when the Panthers were up for sale, I got the Funk Flex bomb. It's for effect. Because some of y'all, man, some of us, I'm not gonna separate myself. I'm part of y'all. Let me get this straight. First of all, emergency episode of David Ashley Podcast. So I hear somebody saying, now, who are you to have an emergency podcast on a topic? That's narcissistic to think that people want to hear you talk about something. And to that opinion, I say, that could either be the truth or it could be just an opinion I want to blow up. So, let me get this straight. In 2017, when the Carolina Panthers was for sale, Steph Curry and P. Diddy was talking about buying it. And y'all didn't have no problem with it at all. Right? I mean, I didn't either. It sounded good. Right? Colin Kaepernick kneeled for awareness for social justice, right? For police brutality. Right? And did he bring awareness or not? And in the midst of that, he paid the price, the ultimate price, and he was blackballed from the NFL. I stand with Cap. I stood with Cap. And let me say this. You out of this conversation if you never boycotted in the first place. That means you can't talk if you never boycotted in the first place. I stopped watching football for 2 whole years. Was I the biggest football fan? Have I been playing since 8 years old? Nah. But still. You know how many bars and shit that I missed? How many days that I missed out on? Because, you know what I'm saying? I knew they was going to be watching football and I wanted to stand with Cap, right? Diddy and Steph Curry is talking about buying the Carolina Panthers, and we geeked up, right? 2018, Kaepernick wins this case against the NFL, and he gets a check. We geeked up, right? Excuse me if I missed some stuff that we were supposed to do after the kneeling. Because surely y'all had a plan after the kneeling was done, right? right? So now this guy Jay-Z comes in with his opportunistic ass. I'm not even gonna go that way, cause too many. I'm scared at this point. How y'all responded to this? I'm scared you'll take my sarcasm as truth. Jay-Z comes in. First of all, let's go down the list, shall we? So, has Jay-Z not been somewhat of a beacon of social justice? You know, if not a beacon, but at the very least, has he not put his money where his mouth was as far as this social justice shit? Khalif Browder documentary? Trayvon Martin documentary? Talk to me. I like... Remember the Barney's situation a few years ago? Where the dude walked in? Did he not step in and make that a win-win? Did we not post gleefully and with joy? It might mean the same thing, but it don't matter right now. Did we not post gleefully like, yes, Hov, yes, Beyonce, when they were bailing out fathers for Father's Day? What about when they were bailing out protesters from Missouri after the Michael Brown murder? What about that? And some people might be like, oh, he dick riding. But listen, this is the point. You trust, like, why couldn't you trust somebody's pedigree and where they're from? I'm sorry, not where they're from, but the things that they've shown you about themselves. This is what I don't understand about us sometimes. It's like we quick to jump. It's like we quick to cancel somebody. But it's like, even if you knew the facts about this situation and you disagree with it, is it not worth giving him the benefit of the doubt based on his past works? Now, don't make this into, oh, you're just a Jay-Z fan, because I am. Clearly I am. But because I am, I see some of the stuff that he's been doing that outdates Colin Kaepernick kneeling. Not to say that Colin Kaepernick hasn't been doing anything, but what I'm saying is you judge somebody by the fruits of their works, correct? No? So how is it all of a sudden that everybody has the most, I'm talking about journalists that we respect. I'm talking about news outlets that we respect, The Root. Like that website, like quote unquote, reputable black websites that are for the people. They jumped out the window on this shit. Somebody who's supposed to provide insight, who's supposed to provide insight for regular people, right? Who don't have the time to kind of decipher what's going on. We read your 1,000, 4,000 word articles, and we depend on you to kind of break it down. But you're irresponsible now. I'm talking about news anchors, reporters. I'm talking about men and women, from Roland Martin to What's old girl name with the Atlantic now? Not old girl, but this woman. Like, what was her name? Used to be with Michael Smith on ESPN. I'm saying everybody is jumping out the window. And what I'm saying is, oh my God, this is, listen. And Ho said, motherfuckers, say that I'm foolish. I only talk about Jews. Do you fools listen to music or do you just skim through it? That was perfect timing. I didn't plan that. Do you look at the news or do you just skim through it? Because it's sounding to me like y'all just skimming through it right now. That y'all don't pay attention to nuance. That before you had any details, you niggas jumped out the boat. Maybe that's a bad metaphor. Y'all jumped out the window with no information. So some of the things that I'm hearing is, oh, well, why do you support him? And my question to you is, why don't you support him? And let me reiterate. If you've been somebody who didn't stop watching football, shut the fuck up. Because this ain't for you, because you didn't sacrifice anything. Now, it's not like I was out there marching. I mean, with Trayvon, I did. And, you know, a few other times. But it ain't like, you know what I'm saying, I'm on the front line as well. But what I'm saying is, on this occasion, you can't say nothing. Eric Reed? Do y'all understand that Eric Reed is still, he's in training camp right now. He's accepting checks right now from the NFL. What could your problem be with somebody who's joining partnership with the NFL? Like, how? Okay, this is my question. What do you think we were supposed to do next? The answer is nothing for most of you, because you didn't have no, I'm going to use the words Hove used, actionable steps moving forward. You didn't. You were just going to have some kind of halfway meandering, like, you know, slight way protest. But my question to you is, if you don't, like, say Jay-Z don't do this. Say he succumbs to the pressure of some, you know, short-sighted, you know, non-information having, you know, fans, fickle fans. Say he doesn't do it. And say 2 years from now, Colin Kaepernick gets his shot. But only Colin Kaepernick hasn't played football in 4 years. So now he's rusty. So now all the white Trump supporters, all the racists out there are saying, see, we told you it was because he wasn't good enough. It wasn't because he couldn't play. Now his protest has been diminished, right? His protest has been diminished. And then what presence do we have? None. Because some halfway, you know, because some emotional, you know, irrational, quote unquote, fans jumped off the bridge because somebody told them to. Like, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm halfway embarrassed. Because I understand the emotion. Listen, the emotion comes from the fact that you supported Cap and Cap ain't got a job. But what was the next step? I don't understand. Like, if you, listen, you remember back when Barack Obama was trying to present, you know, options, you know what I'm saying, for healthcare, and the Republicans kept shooting it down, but they didn't have any options. You niggas sound like Republicans right now. No, I didn't stop watching football, but I still don't like what Jay-Z doing. Shut up. And some people are taking actionable steps to be cryptic. No, actionable steps just describes what comes next, niggas. What comes next after kneeling? This ain't, I heard somebody else compare to the bus boycotts. Somebody else said, ooh, what if the bus boycotts, you know what I'm saying, in Selma? What if that was like, this ain't that, bro? That was a sustained effort toward, like, they took actionable steps. We didn't do that here. We just said we're not going to watch football. And listen, man, I love Cap, but, you know, support was necessary here. He sent the tweet out saying, you know, I see you people that's with me. But it's like, fam, if that's all you saying during this time, like, a lot of people were mad at Kaepernick because he wasn't saying anything, because he wasn't giving us any directives. Right? I wasn't one of those people. I was just like, all right, Cap, you know, he already spoke with his kneeling. Right? And he's speaking with he didn't just kneel. Cap had actionable steps. Cap's doing stuff with his money. He got foundations out there. But guess what? So does Hov. And I'm not comparing the two, but I'm only comparing them it sounds like I just contradicted myself. But what I'm saying is, I'm only comparing them in a way that both of these people have been about that action. And if you have not been about that action, what are you really griping about? Like, I don't understand how you go to questioning. Listen, question everything. Question everybody. If something looks weird to you, right? Like I heard Ebro say from Hot 97, I heard him say, yo, we also have to give people room to not understand what's going on. Which I do. But you can't be firing from the hip all ignorant. And that's what the vast majority of these posts are doing. They're reacting. Look, like I'm going to give it to you like in like a chronological order, right? Cap kneels, along with Eric Reed and a few other people, right? Cap gets punished. He gets blackballed. Eric Reed did for a little while, but he got back in the league, right? Eric Reed is still cashing checks, by the way. That's like an employee telling an entrepreneur what he should do, what he should not do. Right? I don't know what Eric Reed is doing, but I can only trust that he's been doing some stuff, that he's had some actionable steps outside of just kneeling. I can only trust that because he's still kneeling. But Kaepernick, that whole thing goes down. Now, then the white folks made it about the flag when it wasn't about the flag. When Kaepernick consulted a guy from the Navy, I think, because first Cap was sitting down. And then everybody was like, you know, some of the, you know, military people was like, oh, that's rude. He consulted a dude out the military. And then guess what? Then Cap started to kneel. So now since Cap doesn't have a job, what we're confused about is how can we move forward if Cap still doesn't have a job? And let me ask you, do you feel different about the fact that Jay-Z is talking about buying a team now? But what if he brings in Cap? See, people saying, oh, I think that, you know what I'm saying? I think the fact that he's talking about buying a team now, I think that's like, oh, that makes it look better. No, they don't make it look better. You were the one that jumped off the deep end with your comments. The reasons I'm so riled up is because I just want my folk to do better, man. Like, I really want us to be thoughtful about shit. And at the very heart of this, you know, this rant, if you will, is the fact that, you know, is the question that hasn't Jay-Z proven to love black people? He's put his money, his likeness, his image, well, it's the same thing, you know, where his mouth was. He's putting it out there. So why wouldn't you trust that he would do that this time? What were the steps that we were going to take afterwards? Why wouldn't you trust? And I heard somebody say, oh, it's purely a money move. Really? You really think it's the money move? It'd be the main motherfuckers talking about this is chess, not checkers, who can't recognize a chess move. This shit's amazing. Like, I can't believe this shit, man. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm just saying, like, recognize a chess move when you see it. Oh, I can't believe Jay-Z allowed himself to be used by the NFL. Do you really think Hov made it this far by being used? Everybody makes mistakes. Every entrepreneur or whatever businessman makes mistakes. But do you really think he went into this thing without a plan? Like, do you really honestly think that? Or were you just waiting to be disappointed? I think it's the latter. There's no way if you're a fan of Jay-Z that you looked at his moves that you think he was used by the NFL. No, what you're offended by is the fact that Cap still doesn't have a job, that Cap wasn't at this press conference. It's time to move forward. It's time for you to find a way to combat this shit instead of waiting to be disappointed by, you know, entertainers or athletes. It's just time, man. It's just time. It's like, yo, we need to. And the reason I'm so riled up is because I know that's what we do to each other, man. Essentially, we wait for people to hurt us, and then when they hurt us, and I'm talking to me too, like when they hurt us, we in this cancel culture right now where we like, fuck him, man. I don't fuck with him no more. When if we judged you by the same measure of, you know, success and failure as it relates to, you know, doing right by people, you'd be canceled too. This is some wild shit, man. I mean, folk that I admire have really jumped out the window on this shit. With no facts. Damn. Rant over. I'm about to go see a movie, man. I can't, I ain't dealing with this shit. I'm done talking about it. It ain't about being a Jay-Z fan. It's about just trying to be logical and thoughtful, you know? Anyway, I'm out. Judge a nigga by his works, yo.